producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to give a quick shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, 860 AM WASC, who just picked us up today. Yesterday, we had WCQM 980, Q Freedom Talk, WAFD as well from Park Falls, Wisconsin. We just want to tell you thank you very much for your trust. Joel and Leander Cooper and the WAEC team out there in Georgia, we just want to tell you thank you very much for your trust. And thank you for being a part of our family as well. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can also jump on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. As well, friends, you can jump over to our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean, and or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, why do I say that? Because, folks, people get caught up with following other people. And the Bible tells us that the way of a man is not within himself. And why is that? Because we know that the heart is deceitful above all things. And it's desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, we know that Scripture tells us that a man's heart is in God's hand. And he's speaking of the king. And we're kings and priests in his sight, by the way, speaking to the church. And he turns it whithersoever he wills. So therefore, we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. And with all of our ways, we acknowledge him, and he promises to direct our paths, and he does just that. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And let me tell you what Ben Franklin said. He said, the way to walk by faith is to close your eyes to reason. But you better make sure that your faith and the author and finisher of your faith is the Christ. Because we want to receive the end of our salvation, even the salvation of our souls, the end of our faith, forgive me, the salvation of our souls. And we want to be the receivers of the faith that Christ bestows upon us. Go to Galatians 2:21 when you get a moment. So folks, we follow the Christ here. And what we're going to do is we're going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's so much going on, and I have so many thoughts going through my head. Last night, we'd actually had spent some time. I could live stream because we don't watch television, and there's a reason we don't watch television, because there's nothing good on television. And King David said in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. And we also know that it tells us to come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you will be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord, and I will walk walk among them. And he also tells us in James 4:4 that friendship with the world is enmity with God. And we know that the spirit of Christ is contrary to the spirit of the world, which means to pull you into the things of the flesh, which is contrary to the things of Christ. And that would be called the spirit of Antichrist. Read 1 John 2, the whole chapter. You'll get exactly what I'm talking about. But interestingly enough, we watched the debates last night. And I like to discern what's going on. I like to discern the situations, the highlights, the topics in the debate, if it's real or if it's counterfeit. And what I seen last night, folks, is just this is my assessment. And this is what I have to say about what's going on. First of all, we know CNN. They have a proven record of falsifying information. Amber Lyon told us that. We know that that's a fact. We know that the American people at a 21% approval rating actually agree with what the state-controlled media has to say, but we know that CNN is bought and paid for by both foreign governments and American governments, and we also know that Barack Hussein Obama also pays for the content on CNN and through other state-controlled narratives concerning the state-controlled media. So with that in mind, when I was watching CNN, Communist Network News, that's my acronym, it's interesting to note that the first thing I noticed was the questions and what was the topics and terrorism. And I told my wife, you do understand that they're pushing terrorism because they want you to lean back into government because you want more help from the government that's not doing their job in the first place. Isn't it interesting? If you look at September 11th, since September 11th, look at all these bureaucracies that government created to protect the American people. And yet what we see is we see them bureaucracies now being used against the people and actually pointing the finger at the American people, the patriot, the Christian, the gun owner, the pro-lifers, as the terrorists themselves, the DHS is defined. And it's interesting that they kept talking about terrorism. And folks, I got to be honest with you. If that's where they want to go and the terrorists want to go there, we do understand the word terrorist means in Oxford's English Dictionary, government by intimidation. And if you don't mind, I would just like to highlight this because it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com because it correlates with the topic in which I'm speaking. The BLM burns ranches and destroys cattle, but ranchers get charged with terrorism. It's a perfect definition of terrorism. It's interesting. The government is creating the crime, and then they're labeling the good, upright citizens in America as the terrorists when they don't comply. And that reminds me of what the pedophile himself said under George Bush. And by the way, how many other presidents? Henry Kissinger, he said those that don't comply with the New World Order, he called them terrorists. He said they're the terrorists. And we can see that's exactly what this president is doing from the People's White House today. But friends, do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. BLM burns ranches and destroys cattle, but ranchers get charged with terrorism. And folks, there's corruption all over this case, but do check it out. Now, going back to the debates, while they were highlighting terrorism, I noticed that not one of these Republican candidates, not one replied with, and nor have I ever heard any candidate ever reply with, let's arm the American people. Let's arm the American people. See, they want to create the delusion that you are dependent upon the government to do the protecting for you as individuals, more so than actually empowering you and working with you. As a matter of fact, read Article 3 of the Constitution. You'll find out that the militia, which you are, America, works with government to do what? Repeal invasion or to deal with domestic insurrection. But that's not the way they're trying to lead you today. Folks, we'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break. 1-866-582-9933.
1-866-582-9933. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you got with you Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. Doing live radio right now. I'm actually jumping over to the Constitution of the United States of America and just clarifying article. You know what? Forgive me, folks. I've made an error. You know, Article 1, Section, now just hold up a second. Section 8, I believe, of the Constitution of the United States declares to provide for calling forth a militia to execute the laws, because we are a government of laws, America. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are not a government of opinions or of men. And therefore, we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. That's important for people to understand. But when we go to Article 1, Section 8, it says to provide for calling forth a militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and to repeal invasions, not to actually create them, the way that we're seeing coming from the White House today. But interestingly enough, folks, I'm doing, again, live radio, and I got some friends right now actually kicking some information over to me concerning the word terrorism, Old English. And when we look at the Old English definition of terrorism, it's the Oxford Old English, and it's the word actually means government by intimidation. Well, I got another definition, thanks to my friend Rob Kendrick. He said terrorism defined is a noun, the use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. And this is all stemming from the conversation from the first segment concerning the debates through CNN. And notice what they're highlighting, friends. They're highlighting the topic of terrorism. And they want to know what those, if they became the president of the United States of America, what would they do if they were actually sitting in the seat of the president right now? How would they respond to the terrorists globally in which we're dealing with, which with the White House and this administration are opening their doors to concerning we the people in America. going over and just kind of recollecting some of the things that I noticed last night. Donald Trump is leading again. And by the way, a Drudge poll this morning came out and said that he's winning now by 49%. And I didn't, either way, love him or hate him, I didn't really see a whole lot of fireworks coming out of Donald. I did see him actually defending himself against the conservatives who are trying to take shots at them because they want him to respond to them because they want their ratings and their votership to go up. And so that failed because, again, Donald Trump's ratings are going up, folks. I mean, there's nothing that's going to shake his ratings because people are responding to the ability in which he has to just let things run down his back like water down a duck's back, in the sense of when they take shots at him, he just turns around and he backhands them. People love that. It's black and white. Going over to George Bush, his son, Jeb Bush, that's it for him. Going over to Rand Paul. Rand Paul's a constitutionalist, friends. The guy knows what he's talking about when it comes to foreign affairs. I mean, he's good at what he does. I'd like to see a little more backbone out of the guy, but the fact of the matter is he's making reference to the law, and that's exactly what we should do. Now, the problem that we have with Rand Paul is he's a libertarian, and if you ever looked up the definition of the word libertarian, it means without regard to law. Folks, the presupposition, every conversation that we have in this country is that God is. And God is the lawgiver. And without that, friends, you can call yourself a constitutionalist all day. But let me ask you, what is your conversation premised in? Is it just the Constitution without the seedbed, the Constitution, or something that we call in this country common law? Are we going to just divert away from who we are? No, that's the problem. And that's the history of men. They get in trouble when they depart wickedly from a God, a just and a holy God, in which David spoke of in Psalm 119. But folks, Rand Paul, I think he did just fantastic for what he was talking about. He knows what he's talking about, and he's good at what he's talking about. Jumping over to Marco Rubio, folks, he's constitutionally ineligible. The guy's a little con. And you can just ask the folks in Florida what he's about, and it doesn't take a genius to discern who he is and what he's about. And for those that didn't know, you do need to understand that what Fred Cruz was, I'm sorry, not Fred Cruz, but Ted Cruz was calling him out for yesterday. Ted Cruz is exactly spot on. Marco Rubio was using Saul Alinsky tactics. Let me say it this way in a scriptural sense. Marco Rubio was acting out as the accuser of the brethren, because what he was doing is he was trying to raise questions to what is untrue. He was trying to muddy the waters, Ted Cruz said. And by the way, Marco Rubio knew that is exactly what he was doing. So you need to understand, folks, that's how this administration in the present operates, is through Saul Alinsky tactics, just like Hillary Clinton. By the way, P.S., posted script here for you, friends. Both of them, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, are disciples of Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky accredited his book, Rules for Revolution, to Satan himself. I'm not making that up. Go do your due diligence and you'll find out for yourself. That's exactly who they're accrediting. But interestingly enough, Marco Rubio is throwing lie out after lie, assumption after assumption, half-truths, mistruths, blatant lies. And so when Ted Cruz called him out, and folks, I'm not showing partiality. The fact of the matter is, I'm going to call it for the way it is. The kid was lying. And furthermore, going back to the premise of the fact that he is constitutionally ineligible, enough said with Marco Rubio. Now let's go over to Ted Cruz. A lot of folks love Ted Cruz because you look at his record, he's tried and true in so many different ways. But some people believe that he's constitutionally ineligible as well. By the way, Ted Cruz is a PK kid, a pastor's kid. And interestingly enough, it seems like the guy does what he says he's going to do. And the way that, going back to Marco Rubio, the way he was calling him out, I thought it was just fantastic, because that's what we all need to be doing. And I also thought it was pretty awesome the way he handled himself with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump slanging, for a better way of saying it, the young people's way of saying it, slanging Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz did not respond. And I thought that was great the way that he handled that. The Ohio governor, folks, again, he was just a little guy. He seemed like he was kind of a fish out of the pond during the debate. Carly, going over to Carly, she's a smart lady, folks. Again, we want to go back and we want to see their records to see what they, if what they say lines up with what they did. We want to make sure that they're practicing what they're preaching. And what we want to do, as Jesus rightly said, is we want to judge them by their fruits. And if we would judge them by their fruit rather than judge them by what they say, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be in the dilemma that America were in today, correct? Amen. And then if I'm missing anybody else, friends, do forgive me. Am I missing anybody else, Sam? Oh, Chris Christie. Yeah, I'm just taking him for a grain of salt as well. He may have done some good things in his life, but the fact of the matter is, folks, don't forget that not too long ago he was hugging Barack Hussein Obama, and that bothers me greatly. If he's that shifty and that movable, and if he's going to go out there and play the chameleon with Barack Hussein Obama and then with the American people one way and then with Barack a different way, I'll tell you what, I have a serious problem with that, because that's the problem with politics in the first place. And then we had Ben Carson. Thank you, sir. Ben Carson. And folks, again, I've shared with you on Ben Carson my thoughts, my take on Ben Carson. He's a sweetheart of a guy. There's no question about it. He's an intelligent genius is what he is. But folks, his demeanor, his disposition, his persona is that what we need for the is that what we need to basically take over the White House right now, folks? This is my take on what should go down in throughout these debates. Whoever wins the candidacy, let's say Trump wins. Let's just say he does. Whoever becomes the next president of the United States of America, what they need to do is they need to take the best of the best on that stage, vet each and every one of them, have them reread the Constitution, go back to the Bible first and foremost. Religion and morality are the central pillars of civil society, and set the record straight to get away from man's 10,000 policies and from man's 10,000 commandments, and let's get back to God's 10 commandments. And I'll tell you what, how many laws, and I'm sorry, how many policies, because policy follows law, how many policies that are in place right now that are null and void need to be nullified by the next president of the United States. I'll tell you what, you want to liberate a people? Do that. Go back and scratch the record, friends. Now, I want to say this on the other hand, because I can hear someone saying, oh, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. Why wouldn't that ever happen? That would never happen because you don't want to lift a finger to make it happen? Or is it that you just don't believe that we can regain our freedoms? Well, let me say it this way. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. Now what's the excuse? There shouldn't be one. And I'll tell you what, those that love freedom are the ones that are willing to fight for freedom for our posterity and the freedoms in which we have in the present. And I'll tell you why you fight. You fight out of gratitude. And gratitude towards who? First and foremost, the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary. And secondly, in the natural, to the hundreds of thousands of men that have fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms in which we have today. So there's my take, folks. Not that it mattered, but it did to me a little bit. And I think the bottom line is that I have a better understanding as to what I'm looking at now. And folks, I'm a part of the problems. I want to be a part of the answers by dealing with the problems. And folks, as I always say, the hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given. So let's respond to the truth that's been given, because again, we still have the freedom to do the right thing.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Halfway mark. Final shout out, 1-866-582-9933. We're getting the emails again, 1-866-582-9933, and a live feed from Facebook, and we appreciate your response, folks. We very much do. Just talking about kind of my synopsis, my take on the debates yesterday and what took place there. And that was my two cents. And I think it's also important to note, folks, that you need to understand that your government is highlighting terrorism for the very purpose that they want you to subject yourself to more government control. And instead of arming the American people, they're deterring that. As a matter of fact, the President of the United States of America right now is going after your guns because the American people have swallowed or have drank the Kool-Aid in the sense of that the President of the United States has another year to go ahead and destroy America at will. They fail to read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. And that, folks, again, just a reminder, not only does he need to be impeached, but he needs to be indicted and charged along with his administration. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just posted, folks. I brought up earlier, BLM burns ranches and destroys cattle, but ranchers get charged with terrorism, folks. It's all on film. You can watch the BLM operatives actually starting the fires, burning down homes, and actually taking out 80 head of cattle. So you can see this all for yourself as to how your government is operating right now, folks. And again, this is an American government, and it's time again for the American people to actually read the Declaration Declaration of Independence. And as Abraham Lincoln rightly said, folks, we're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. But to follow up with that, just posted a couple minutes ago, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Amon Bundy issues resolution to local officials regarding Oregon ranchers. We don't have to remind you of your duty to act nor consequences of negligence. And that's exactly the right stance in which this individual should be taking, is making reference again to constitutional law. Folks, that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and is to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And again, keep in mind, folks, we derive our rights from our Creator, and notice three times in the Constitution references make and made to the Most High God, the supreme judge of the world, the laws of nature and nature's God, divine providence. And folks, again, going back to the fact that we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. So you wanted more background checks for guns, huh? Now, folks, keep in mind, the government has already accused you as being the terrorist. You do need to understand that, first and foremost. Secondly, the government is opening the doors to terrorists all across the United States of America. And as I've shared so many times in the past, suing governors, entertaining America's sworn enemies within the White House. Folks, I can go on and on. Giving F-16s over to the Muslim Brotherhood, appointing Muslim Brotherhood ties and individuals into the DHS, the fox and the chicken coop, folks. Again, going on and on and on and on, and we all know this. And what's interesting, folks, in a time in which we're in today, you would think the President of the United States of America would be doing the opposite, but he's doing the opposite of what the Constitution says, because, again, friends, as I've said so many times, this is an American government in what you're seeing today. Why is the government, why are they accusing you through the TSA, through the DHS, through this administration, folks? Why are they vetting you when we already know since September 11th who the problem is? Muslims. But everything is diversion concerning the Muslims, and fingers, all fingers are pointed back at the American people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted, so you wanted more background checks for guns? Huh. The feds have now used the NICS system, N-I-C-S, system to maintain an illegal registry of gun owners. Why would they be doing that, folks? Going back to the debates from yesterday, isn't it interesting how everybody pointed out the obvious? Rand Paul said on national television on CNN last night that it is this administration that is arming ISIS allies. And yet the American people are still talking around the elephant that's in the middle of the living room. What is it going to take, America? Now we have the elephant in the middle of the living room, folks, that's trying to disarm you in a state of terror, and so you're told. Why would they be doing that, friends? Again, I want you to put two and two together and tell me what it equals, not your opinion, but what it equates to be. In fact, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama again claims 9,000 strikes against ISIS since spring, yet ISIS is still going strong. No, they're getting stronger. Who's financing ISIS, America? Your government is. Who's arming ISIS? Your government is. Who's supporting your sworn enemies? Who's allied with your sworn enemies? This administration is. And yet last night, that's all I heard these candidates do is talk around the elephant that's been in the middle of the living room. And it sickens me to no core. And folks, here we have the conservatives again saying, why is he doing this? Why doesn't he see this? He's incompetent. He's this, that, and the other thing. No, he's not. Again, keep in mind, he's the one that said he wanted to fundamentally destroy this country, transform this country. And that's what he's been doing through the tolerance and apathy of the American people over the last 7 years. Let's call it for what it is, because until we do, nothing's going to change. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why is the United States of America being hit by so many fires, floods, and earthquakes? Well, again, you reap what you sow, friends. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here we have it. Under perfect judgment, Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. Folks, it tells us that the foreigner will be made the head and you will be made the tail. U.S. judge shuns Bible, swears in on Muhammad's terror manual, the Quran. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, did you hear what I just said? See, what's happened, friends, is the American people, namely in my backyard in the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison was given a pass by swearing on the Quran. And by the way, for those that didn't know, the FBI have documented papers stating that after Keith Ellison, who's a Muslim in Minnesota here, after he won, Muslims were chanting up and down, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. Now we have this going on in another portion of our country. U.S. judge shuns Bible, folks. Swears in on Muhammad's terror manual. How many times have I warned that this was coming down the road? I was just talking to someone earlier, and he said, Bradley, what's going on? What's wrong, man? And I said, first of all, don't be disheartened. Jesus said, don't be cumbersome. Don't get caught up in what's going on. Fight for your freedoms at your level first and foremost, and then the American people, we the people, can come together and deal with the issues at hand. And keep in mind, Saul Alinsky's tactic is to cause the people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And what's dangerous about that is, again, friends, remember that Barack Hussein Obama is allied with your sworn enemies. So I'm encouraging you, and I'm also warning you on the other hand. But I told you, America, just like I told my friend earlier, I said, you look to Europe, and when you look to Europe, I said, you will see exactly why they're being plundered right now. Because they have legalized that which God has condemned at every turn. And you better bet your bottom dollar, when you want let one devil in, there's going to be a whole lot more behind them. And I said, what you're seeing in Europe right now is them going ahead and saying, you know what, legalize homosexual marriage, legalize dope, legalize prostitution, legalize this, that, and the other thing, and get rid of God. And now they're being plundered, and they're trying to figure out why they're being plundered. Well, God said that he would turn that nation into hell. That forgets him, so therefore it's happening, and they're still trying to figure out what's going on. That is the history of man right there. That is the history of man right there. And now they have a foreign army, by the way, labeled as Muslim refugees, that need help. No, they don't need help. They're an army, a well-fed army, that is plundering and appointed to plunder nations. And by the way, they're being used as a political battering ram as well. Now, the reason I'm saying that is you go back, all the way back to the homosexual agenda. For years, I told the American people that the Muslims are on the heels of the homosexuals. And when the American people stood down and allotted a handful of homosexuals in this country to go ahead and have their way, and they fell to the fact that the homosexuals were the victims when in fact they're not, the perpetrators of crimes they are. Keep in mind what Kevin Jennings said, founder of GLSEN. He said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Now keep in mind, they hold the shield as the victim, but behind the shield they have the spear. That's totalitarianism. Guess who's on the heels of the homosexuals, friends? Just like I warned you over and over for years. And folks, again, I want you to understand that I don't even have the bloggers attacking me anymore, because now they understand that that fire is about to burn them too. They're giving power to their executioners. U.S. judge shuns Bible, folks. That makes her an enemy to this country. She swears in on the Quran. Is that not antithetical to the Bible, friends? Why, yes, it is. Does it not contrast everything we are? Why, yes, it is. It's the children of the flesh at war with the children of the spirit. And God told us this was going to come if we avoided our duty before a just and holy God. Love, hey, folks, receive it or lump it. It's your option. But I want to tell you this. Either you live for the blood sacrifice, in which we are, because we are a blood-bought nation, both in the natural and in the spiritual, or the blood's going to condemn you. So America chose the latter, and what we're beginning to see in America now is what's happening in Europe. Again, let me just wrap this all up to my making my point here. When you advocate or accept what God condemns as an abomination, you better bet your bottom dollar you're setting yourself up for destruction. And that's exactly what's happening today. Folks, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. We also have Jesus is the Reason for the Season, written by a little 11-year-old producer for sonsoflibertyradio.com. And folks, I don't know what it is, but every time this kid posts something, December 16th, he already has 704 shares. Kid, what are you doing that I'm not doing? Maybe you should get around here and start talking in the mic, huh?
At the Sons of Liberty, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got Tim calling in, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, brother.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, about the whole thing of the Muslims coming in, one of the things that I want to stress to that is, you know, God told us in 1st and 2nd John who Antichrist are, and they're the ones who deny God comes in the flesh. And Muslims do that. But they're not the only ones. That registers across the land in with Mormons, with Jehovah's Witnesses and such. And yet, yep. What I hear me and the church saying is, we need to bring these people over at other people's expense, and we need to bring them over here and evangelize them. And I'm like, if you aren't going over there, why do you want them brought here for other people to evangelize them? Because you obviously aren't evangelizing them here. Mm-hmm. The ones that are here. Now, God teaches us not to bring such into our house. That comes from John's Epistle 2.
Yep.
I know we wouldn't want to bring Antichrist into the church, so why would we want to bring them into the land? If you want to win them to Christ, why don't you get out of your comfort zone and go? Go to them, tell them.
Tim, can you turn your radio?
For that.
Yeah, Tim, can you turn your radio down in the background, please? Because we're getting some feedback here. But let's just go to this to the comments. Let's just go to the core of the issue. Why do you think they're being brought in? Let's talk about that elephant that's in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that it's an Alinsky tactic, and I don't have my radio on. I'm outside somewhere, so I don't know what's picking up. I apologize for that. But they're definitely being brought in to cause it to incite an insurrection among the people. You come bringing in 100,000 Muslims and you dump them in Christian communities all across America, you're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm. So are you telling me that the President of the United States, given his record, he would be responsible for actually trying to create domestic insurrection in the United States by bringing these Syrian refugees over into America?
Well, I don't call him the President. I think he's a usurper. But it's not just him. It's Congress, too. Congress is not doing anything to stop it. Nothing. They could stop it real quick by bringing up an article of impeachment, just one. And we've documented, well over 1,000 of his lies and law-breaking and corruption. Just the Bergdahl thing alone is lawless. It was wrong. The Pentagon, it was even determined that the Pentagon did that unlawfully. His aid and comfort to the Muslim Brotherhood through Egypt, I documented that in an article. That's an article of impeachment that not only should get him impeached, it should get him indicted and tried for treason.
That's right. Because that's exactly right. When you read the Constitution, as a matter of fact, it talks about misdemeanors, and then it brings to the act of treason, too. So they can be impeached for the smallest of infractions, friends. Tim, let me ask you this. What do you think it's going to take to actually wake the American people up now that I have you on the radio? What do you think it's going to take? Do you think it's going to take the head of the ship to actually start to sink before they realize what's going on? Or do you think that they're going to actually grab a hold of what's going on concerning this administration before he's done destroying this country over the next year?
I think it's going to happen. It's going to have to take it coming to their front door.
Yep, I agree.
It's going to have to be in their front door and in their house before they'll say, hey, this is enough, and by that time it's too late. Look at Germany. That's exactly the way it went.
Well, that's exactly the blueprint as to what we're seeing on a global scale right now concerning terrorism. Is the methodology that Adolf Hitler took is exactly what we're seeing the American government take since 9/11. And I don't think anybody, even those conspiracy theorists out there, or should I say this, those that accuse conspiratory watchdogs as being theorists anymore, because I think if they're not willing to go back to Germany and take a look at the blueprint as to what Adolf Hitler did, I just don't believe that there's no denying the correlation, especially when we have the Bushes in charge. And look at yesterday in the debate, we had Jeb Bush himself, the son of who? George Bush Sr., who called for a new world order, whose daddy was none other than Prescott Bush, who was indicted back in the 30s for illegally financing Hitler's war. And the American people are still sitting back saying, oh, I miss George Bush. I miss Daddy Bush. You know, maybe we should take on Jeb now. I mean, it's just so ridiculous that you either feel a chagrin or you feel ashamed, one of the two. And I feel both of them concerning what's going on in this country and what the American people are willing not to do concerning the administration at large, or at hand, I should say.
Well, sure. And you mentioned Prescott Bush. I mean, he's the one who brought Nazis over here from Germany. He was involved in that. And so you've got a lot of medical stuff that have happened.
Oh, you're talking about Project Paperclip.
Yes. You've got a lot of that. Eugenics and all of that which, spawned Planned Parenthood and all this stuff, which is a direct result of Nazi thought. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But people think that the Bushes are just the grandest thing,
I know.
Even comments today about George W. Bush. And there's no doubt that his actions were completely different than Barack Obama as far as how he treated military and stuff like this. No question about that. I don't want to undermine that. But when you look at constitutional stuff that was done, Patriot Act, the
unconstitutional
wars, everything, all of this stuff, I mean, the guy, he was breaking the law, and he was doing it in the name of what? Security.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's exactly right. That's right.
Yeah.
folks. Oh, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it very much. And by the way, for those that did not know, that was Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. He tried to sneak his way in as if we didn't know who he was.
Yeah, like we couldn't recognize this. This is Tim.
This is Brother Tim. Yes.
Well, we so appreciate Tim calling in and all of our sons and daughters of Liberty. And as you know, it is the Christmas season, and we are winding down towards the end of the year. And now is the time for people, to give their year-end donations. And as you're considering, you know, year-end donations, lots of people like to give at this point in time during the year, please consider the Sons of Liberty, who is doing this work literally day in and day out. I was talking with people on the phone today, letting them know that we have literally been from coast to coast this year, from the East Coast to the West Coast, down south, all the way up north, preaching the gospel, bringing the truth of our Christian foundations, the Bible and the Constitution, across this nation, and we need your support to keep doing so. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis, what you can. You could choose... Excuse me, my cold's coming
up. I was just thinking about, don't forget to interject the fact that we're 3 months out. So if you'd like to have us come to your particular area, now's the time to do that as well.
That's right. And you can choose your level of membership on there, whatever's comfortable for you. And if the Lord's choosing to stretch your comfort zone, we would appreciate that too. Please, again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty. And as Bradley just mentioned, for you new listeners out there, our new radio affiliates, I know we are growing at the Sons of Liberty daily. For all of you new folks listening to the radio program, welcome. We're so glad that you're listening. But also, if you'd like to bring this message to your front door, in your neighborhood, at your school, to your tea party, please do not hesitate to call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And I want to direct your attention to one more thing. It is the Christmas season. It's a time of giving where, you know, God gave the gift of His Son Jesus to us. And we know that during the Christmas season, we give gifts. What better gift to give than the gift of truth? In all sincerity, our store is jam-packed with so many wonderful products that will give forth the truth, the gospel message, those hard-to-reach people who you maybe try to talk to them and they just don't listen to you. Give them a comic book. Give them a DVD.
That, yeah.
We've got our My War documentary series. We've got T-shirts, baseball caps, stocking hats, I mean, mugs, water bottles, you name it. It's a great way to get someone involved in hearing the truth and also knowing about the ministry to say, listen, we can do this thing together to reach out and seek and save that which is lost. But we cannot do what we do without your support. So please, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and make your donation today.
What was your take on the debates last night? Who'd you like?
Well, it's interesting.
No, we're going to principles here. It's not an issue of who we like. We're not talking about a golden calf here. But who is principled to you?
Well, you know, I'd like to know him a little bit deeper. I mean, you hear all the rhetoric and so on and so forth. I do like Ted Cruz. I think he's a principled man, and the reason why I think he's a principled man is because he goes against his own party at times when principle calls forth. If we look at Donald Trump, what I appreciate about Donald Trump is the fact that he just says it like it is.
Yeah.
He's raising questions. The people are getting behind him because he is voicing for the people their frustration.
Yeah.
He's a guy who doesn't care about, you know,
PC. I even thought it was great the way he handled the crowd yesterday when they started to boo him, and he said, why would you boo me for me wanting to protect you from those that want to kill you?
That's right. Why would you boot to that?
People in America need to think. I mean, you want to talk about America, you becoming sheep. I want to tell you, you're only arming your government to become all the more wolves to destroy who you are. But some of the feedback and the responses from the crowds yesterday were almost like, was that for real? Or do we have a bunch of provocateurs in there? Because that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Common sense comes into play
That's
folks.
That's exactly right.
It really does. Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Jesus said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. Show the world you love them by what you do. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.